Psil Techeles. Gemara in Menachos says that Psil Techeles on the tzitzis, the color of the techeles, whether you touch it up as turquoise, blue, it's supposed to remind you of the yam, color of the sea, the ocean. The ocean will remind you the color of the rekia, the heavens. And the rekia will remind you of the kisya kovet. So what Chazal are telling us is that wearing the tzitzis is supposed to remind you of the kisya kovet. That's the tachlis of the techeles. The blue has a tachlis, and that's to think about the kisya kovet. What does that mean, kisya kovet? That the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. He's the melech, and he wants you to be his avodov, and to bring about his kovet. Everything we do, we have to try to bring kovet shemayim. As it says again in Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, v'chol d'roch echad d'oeim. Everything that you do, every action that you take, every maisa, every machshava, should be l'kovet shemayim. That's the tachlis. Even though you don't see Hashem's malchus in the world, and it won't be till futuristic, but our avodah through Torah and mitzvahs is to try to bring about the kovet shemayim, that there's a melech to every action that we do. We need a constant reminder. And that was the techeles of the tzitzis. Tales of the tzitzis was, when you would look at that color, it would remind you of the ocean. It would remind you, the color of the ocean would remind you the color of the rekia. And the color of the rekia would remind you of what Chazal tells us is the kisya kovet. So the question is, we're always in a rush. Always pushing. What are you giving us such a long journey of draying around to get to the kisya kovet? Let the tzitzis be the color of the kisya kovet. I mean, express lane, right? You want to sit on the traffic, pakak, traffic jams. It's called the pakak. We want to go directly. All right, give me the crash course. So why is it that the techeles reminds you of the rekia? The rekia reminds you of the different shades off, till you finally get to the shade of the kisya kovet, which that is the tachlis to bring the kovet shemayim. Number one, it tells us, how does Avodas Hashem really work? There's no instant winners. You rub up the number, and then you say, I'm a winner. Avodas Hashem is step by step. To get the person's tachlis is a lifetime journey. Because no matter how many madrigas a person is koina, there's miles and miles and mountains to climb. When you're young, you struggle with certain things. You get older, you struggle with different things. And they say when a person gets very old, then it's all about COVID. It's not about physical things anymore. Tivus, he doesn't have so much tivus because he's old and it's hard to do things. What did he do in his youth? But he has COVID. That's the new thing you have to worry about, COVID. We're always working. We're always changing. We should be changing. There's no one step that says, this is it, I can take. And then I'm there by Shlemus. Call Yemei Chayav, the Masechus Yeshayahu says, right at the beginning. He's borrowed his amitis, odo, macha, mosa, lomo. And where to put his megamoso, his direction. Call Yemei Chayav. To the end of life. We're working. We're toiling and we're struggling. There's no such thing as retirement. Most people want to retire when they're 65. So there used to be a thing called mandatory retirement, which you can't work. You're too old, your mind's not as sharp anymore, you can't move your body. There's no such thing as that in Torah. Torah mitzvahs. Till your last breath. I'll call Neshima and Neshima to halal kor. Every breath you gotta thank Hashem. That's it. It's what life's about. So it's really going from shade to shade to shade to shade. From level to level to level to level. Think you worked on your davening, okay, great, now I can daven, I'm doing my davening. You know, a few months later you'll see that, I had a deeper understanding, a new insight where davening is, I gotta strive to do that. It's a different shade. It's not the same thing, you already achieved a certain level. Same thing with Shabbos, the same thing with anything, any madrega, in your midas, you're such and such a person, I worked on that midah. Kas. I used to be about kas. Now I'm Erech Apayim. I don't get angry. But in your lave, you still got it. You might not show it outwardly, but inside you have kas. In your lave, which in your lave, that's a whole new world. It's a different shade of kas, right? It's not the same shade. They're not external, but it's inside. More that a person grows, it's less about externals, it's more about internals. Akina, jealousy, it's in the heart. No one could tell. You know. I don't know what's in your heart unless you express it. So a person has a different avoda. Emunah, how many levels of emunah could you be? It's a different shade of emunah. This mila, then the next one. Then there's ishtadlus, and there's less ishtadlus, and there's more emunah. And when the isurim come, that's a different level of emunah. It's all about shades. In the old days, you went to the paint store. In the paint store, you had white, maybe beige, maybe a gray. You had 10 colors, max. That's a fancy store. Nowadays, you could have hundreds of colors to paint your wall. In fact, they mix the colors for you. You make up your own color. You never painted, have you ever painted? Oh, it's great. Have a machine, you take this and take that, and it mixes it together. Now you have your own color that's unique. Well, there's so many shades. That tells us that in Avodas Hashem, there's also so many shades. I told you before, I grew up, we had two flavors in ice cream, chocolate and vanilla. That was it. Could you imagine? I take my grandkids to the store at the Katzefes. It's about a half hour ordeal just to pick out. just to pick out a flavor that they want, two flavors. At least they have fun. Then one day they brought in strawberry. Can you imagine that? Strawberry, that was like a Kiddush Niflo. Then you have what is called a Neapolitan. You know what a Neapolitan was? Three flavors. Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate. Wow, got all three together. Now they have like 40, 50 flavors. Different shades. What about different shades? Some are so close, you got to know the difference between them. They put on a walnut, and then all of a sudden it became walnut. Walnut ice cream. That's it. If that happens in Gashmus, then you have to think about it in Ruchnias as well. Lishma is a try. You have to do things lishma. La'asayk divrei seira. Lishma, it's part of the bracha. You know how many levels of lishma there is? First, we know how many interpretations that people want to say is lishma. That itself is a machlokes. But even in the madrigas that is a lishma, there's so many different levels. So what does that mean? I'm not supposed to get to the higher level? I'll just be satisfied with number three lishma out of 1,000 levels. I like this shade. You know what I mean? I shouldn't do the other ones. The whole thing of growth is always going to higher levels, deeper levels, deeper insights, deeper kavana. You could have a Shabbos. Shabbos could be this level. There's a higher level of Shabbos. Bigger experience of Shabbos. How you think on Shabbos. You control your thoughts on Shabbos. About thinking about chol and not chol and this, what should I do, what could I do? Your deeper is different deeper. Your walk is a different deeper. Everything is different. Because I'll say, Shelo yehei diburcho shel Shabbos ki diburcho shel chol. Your deeper of Shabbos should not be the deeper of chol. What does that mean? So some people say, okay, you got to speak Lashon HaKodesh. If I speak Yiddish during the week, I got to change my Lashon. Shlo yi dibuchu shal Shabbos ka dibuchu shal chol. It's not the same either. But there's different levels. The Panim Yofis, the Haflor, learn the Mikneh, and Kedushin. Same person. He says, you know what Chazal mean? It's not talking about bittul talk that you don't talk. Batala? You can't talk batala during the week either. It's asur. Dvarim batalim. So what's it mean you shouldn't speak like you speak in chol? He says it means that when I daven the same Shemone Esrei, the first three brachas of Shemone Esrei on Shabbos, and then when I bench after the meal, the same Birkas HaMazon, Hazan Esrei Kulo, it has to be a higher quality than you would do in chol. Because you got an Neshama Yisera. It has to be a higher quality. The same bracha. The first three brachas of Shemone Esrei is the same Shemone Esrei. It's a little different. It got to be a higher Madrega. Because it's Shabbos. You have an Neshama Yisera. Think more. Think deeper. That's what's demanded us on Chazal. Shabbos, raise the bar. We are driven to advance. To advance. I happened to see last week, to me, it was a big chiddush. It says that on Shabbos, that when you bench mezuman, you should have a kos, even if it's for three people. Bench with a kos. So I'm interested in it. Like it's an inyan to bench with a kohen. Even though you don't bench with a kohen during the week. Even if you have 10 people, you don't want to bench with a kohen during the week. But Shabbos, if you have a mezuzah, bench with a kohen. Then it says, even if you're yochid, you should bench with a kohen. I mean, I know some bachim are going to love that. Right? Noch, have another drink at the end in Kabbalah. So I'm looking at the bottom to see, like, where's this coming from? Where's it coming from? So one pshat said, because you have to make 100 brachas on Shabbos. You have to make 100 brachas every day. Every day is not a problem. You got the Shemoneh Esrei with 19 brachas. You got it. In Shabbos, you only have 7 brachas. Where are you going to make it up? Where are you going to get 100 brachas that you have to make every day? So therefore, chop another bracha. Bench on the kohen and you say, Baruch HaGohar. But then the second shot was so interesting. He says, wait a second. Here you are, this Suda, on Shabbos. You're drinking the wine, the Cabernet, the Merlot, Sauvignon, and all the French words to make sense. Well, yeah. You're having a good time. You know? You go and make l'chaims to everybody. L'chaim, l'chaim. Let's drink another bottle. Come on, open it up. And it says, Hashem says, and a toast to me and benching you don't give? You know, we're going to... To me, you don't give a toast. I'm not worth the l'chaim. He says, Bishlam, what during the week you don't drink wine? Hope not. You don't drink wine, so okay. But Shabbos, you're already drinking. You open the bottles, you get the fancy bottles, you get the this and this. I say, oh, when you bench, you only have grape juice. Hashem, we don't want you to get drunk, so we're going to give you grape juice. You know, I'm saving the good stuff for another time. He says, how could you make Hashem less than what you do with the guys? So he says, that's why you should be makbid, to bench on a kohen, even if you're by yourself. That's the second reason for it down. It means on Shabbos we're expected to be more sensitive. Give a little bit more kavod to the Ribono Shel Olam. In the week you don't have to bench with a kohen. On Shabbos maybe you should think of doing that. One is because you need brachas. But secondly because there's a closeness between you and Hashem on Shabbos. You have an Hashem Yisera, Hashem is coming to you. The Shekhinah is dwelling. Shamu ben Israel is a Shabbos, Lassos is a Shabbos, L'dayroysom. And the Chazal say, don't read it, D'yroysom, D'yroysom. You know what a D'yra is? An apartment, a house. Hashem dwells by you on Shabbos. You have to make Hashem a D'yra. A dira, that's what Dara Sam is dira. So make Hashem a dira. So he's here. And you don't make a l'chaim to Hashem. You know? Don't bench with a kohen. Bench with a kohen. So what do you see? There's thousands of examples. That when the person has to work on different shades. To make your Shabbos better, there's what to improve. Forget about that if you don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, you'll always probably be Mechal Shabbos, says the Chofetz Chaim. If you don't learn it, you definitely, you know, you don't know if you ever kept one Shabbos 100%. When you come to Olam Haba, they're going to say, no, but it's important to think like Shabbos, why didn't you keep it? What do you mean, why keep it? I had Cholent, I had Kula, I had Schnitzel, I had this. That means you kept yourself fed. That's what it means. Then you keep Shabbos. Shabbos got to know the halachos to make sure you do it right. Chazal are telling us that Tcheles reminds you of this shade. This shade reminds you to go higher to the next shade. The next shade, everything's leading to Kisei HaKovod, Kovod Shemayim. There are many shades. And the Aliyah is all to bring about Kovet Shemayim. Each shade brings you closer to Kovet Shemayim. Each level, each madrego. That's the difference between a regular person, a regular Yid, and an Oyved Hashem. An Oyved Hashem is always climbing the mountain. Not the same mountain. Baruch Hashem, he has a lot of mountains on his career of climbing. He never stops. He's always going to take the next level. What could I do next? Where can I go? Small steps. Small, it's only shades. Make it like paint, you know? A slight difference. And the physical eye might not detect the difference. It looks like a beige, vanilla beige, you know? It's like they have on the wines, you know? They describe it as, what do they describe it? Two different types. There's a dry, semi-dry, or sweet. You know the difference between the two? Semi-dry and semi-sweet. Semi means what? Half. It's half. Semi-dry, semi-sweet. Oh, it's a big longus. If you don't know that, then it's rare that you buy the most fanciest wines because you're not into the semis. The semis are the cheaper ones. Is it to the sweeter side or is it to the drier side? It's like mashahu. Mashahu difference. It's a shade. Shade of a difference. That's all it is. Yeah, but that makes a big nafkamina in the taste of those who have the sweet tongues or the dry tongues. Right, my baby? Something like that. It's only a little difference, a shade. But a shade makes a difference in your life. So the same thing in Ruchnius. Realize that the Avodah Tzitzis is a pshat. Taryag mitzvahs. Tzchartem is called mitzvahs Hashem. All the mitzvahs. Remembered by tzitzis. As Rashi brings the gematria of tzitzis, the 613, when you count the strings and you count the knots, add a yud, we got it. Kitchen sink, you throw it all in. It means that every mitzvah the person has to try to do it and then upgrade and upgrade and upgrade and upgrade and upgrade. Till you all towards the kisiyah kol. Every shade that you improve brings you closer to the Kisiyah Kovet, to Megala Kovet Shemayim. You're saying, I'm an Eved. An Eved works to improve his service as much as he could in order to find chen in the eyes of his master. We have to strive in our midas and we have to strive in our Avodas Hashem to move up to the next level, to the next shade. Because it's all towards the QCR.